Tuesday, December 19, 1935, was a likely day for a funeral in Baltimore. Temperature in the chilling low 40s and a light snow had fallen during the night, creating a dampness. But none of this discouraged the crowd from gathering at St. John's Protestant Episcopal Church at Greenmount and Old York Road this same morning. Standing in the church door and greeting mourners were Dr. Arthur B. Consalving, rector of Old St. Paul's, and several pallbearers, among them H.L. Mencken. They had come here on this overcast day to say goodbye to Baltimore poet Lizette Woodworth Reese, regarded by many critics as the foremost woman poet of the country and one of the nation's greatest lyricists. She had lived all of her 80 years at 2026 Harford Road, where she wrote in longhand the memorable poetry that brought the mourners together on this damp December day, and from where, every day for more than 20 years, she took the number 8 streetcar over to Western High School at Gwynns Falls Parkway, where she taught English. She spoke often of her love for Baltimore in the spring, the forsythia hedges and the dogwood thickets bursting into brilliant bloom in Clifton Park, the whole scene of which, she said, she could see while sitting on her porch, and the view from the terrace of St. Paul's Church looking down Liberty Street. Quote, "In the spring," she said, "your eyes plunge down between the tall buildings. When you take in the view through that early spring mist, you just soar." But back to the morning of December 19, 1935, at her funeral at St. John's Protestant Episcopal Church. At the closing, Dr. Consalving read one of her most famous poems, Tears. "Loose me from tears and let me see aright." Then the mourners filed out silently and went home. Some 8 years later, on the afternoon of May 30, 1933, a small crowd was gathered in the front of the Eno Pratt Library, there to share in a ceremony unveiling a plaque honoring Mrs. Reese's memory. In the loveliest of thoughtful gestures, the city fathers chose for the ceremony a date in spring. Miss Reese would have liked that.